Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
So, Brad, we are back. We didn't mean to take last week off, but we're back now.
Okay, so we are continuing throughout the new year, right?
Yes.
Okay. Or until next week when you decide to just not show up or something like that. Or get sick or want to spend time with your family.
Ugh. So Merry Christmas, everyone. Belated. I had a little bit of follow-up again on express transportation. As other bloggers and stuff have been using it and actually experiencing it and writing reviews of it. One thing that has been pretty prevalent in all of the reviews, and that is that when you're driving backstage, and it's been mostly at Animal Kingdom, pretty prevalent, there are fully costumed characters, like, chilling on their phones, you know, on break or whatever. And that is so not okay.
I will agree with that. I have no problem with a lot of things seen backstage, but that's a little magic breaking right there, I think.
Yeah. And my concern is, you know, express transportation is really good for families. And to have a kid perhaps see Baloo or, you know, somebody having a smoke break and looking at, you know, Twitter on their phone. I mean, that's horrifying to me.
Hey, dude, Baloo's got to use his Twitter too, okay? Everybody's addicted. Why wouldn't he be?
I think that they, and again, you know, them actually creating infrastructure and stuff to make express transportation a permanent thing will probably fix all that. You know, they'll create backstage areas that aren't truly backstage areas. They'd be on stage backstage. But I can't imagine seeing a costumed character just like hanging out backstage.
Yeah, I think that's definitely because we're testing it sort of a problem. I just can't see something like that actually continuing to occur if this becomes a permanent thing or even outside of its 30 days. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if that doesn't get fixed within the actual time period. I feel like once Disney is aware that people are seeing this, their new rules are going to come down that are going to prevent that from happening.
I was gonna say, I think that has to happen once. Somebody has to say something one time, and that never happens again.
Yeah. So did you see this from multiple people or from a person or?
Yeah. I don't know which reviews actually said that, but it was apparently at Animal Kingdom pretty exclusively. But there were issues. I think one of them was Laughing Place, their review of express transportation, and they said it was great. Other than
characters that are well, and it probably just has to do with the sections of backstage that are available and how close it is to where the characters hang out backstage, and where, you know, where they're basically being corralled at. In their off time, or maybe how close it is to the cafeteria, or whatever the case may be. But yeah, I would hope that gets sorted out. That's the sort of thing where, like, I don't like hearing about it, but at the same time, it doesn't upset me too much because I feel like that's going to be short lived. So,
I agree. It's just something I didn't expect to be even an issue during testing.
Absolutely, and if Disney had the foresight to see it, it wouldn't have been, but that's why you've got to test things, because that's how you find out about some of these issues. You know, they possibly drove the route a couple of times and didn't happen to hit it at the same time when characters were out and about, and now that they've heard about it again, I think something's going to be done about it. So but other than that, pretty much positive reviews, right?
Yeah, everybody seems to be liking it, although one of the reviews said that when the guy asked one of the cast members about who is using express transportation, he said it's mostly bloggers and cast members. who are, you know, playing around in the parks on their off days.
But again, it's in a testing period where all of us who spend way too much time being immersed in Disney stuff are aware of it, and your average person who's visiting the parks is completely oblivious to it. You know, they've got the brochures are out and things like that, but they're not doing a full press because they don't want to do a full press for something that's only going to be out for 30 days. And then, you know, somebody shows up, 2 weeks later and wants the express transportation and gets all upset because now it's suddenly not available. That note doesn't surprise me at all. So, in things that will not just be for the people who are immersed in Disney all the time, Disney has announced some new Kinder Moon vacation packages, which did you get a Kinder Moon? 'Cause I don't think that I got a Kinder Moon.
No.
If I did, I don't remember. I need to contact my parents and find out, because if I did not get a Kinder Moon, I am due a very, unfortunately, very belated Kinder Moon. So I did not know what Kinder Moon was, but according to Disney, it is the time before your child enters kindergarten. So, you know, preschool, about to enter kindergarten. You're going to take them on their Kinder Moon trip before they become a big kid and enter kindergarten.
Oh boy.
Yes. So they've created the Kinder Moon package. And it is a 3-day, 2-night stay, or excuse me, 3-night stay with a 2-day Magic Your Way base tickets for starting price, which is going to be like an all-star music, I think, is $987. Which for a family of three, so two adults and the kid, that seems pretty reasonable, I think. It is interesting these packages go Sunday through Thursday nights, so explicitly you're not going to be here on Saturday. which again that sort of thing doesn't surprise me, but the reason why we suddenly decide to start talking about Kinder Moon packages is because this package includes something that we haven't seen before, which is the inclusion of 2 FastPass Plus vouchers that you can use during your trip. One voucher is going to be valid at Disney Junior Live on Stage over at DHS, and then one voucher can be used at Magic Kingdom at Dumbo, The Little Mermaid, Monsters Inc. Laugh Floor, or Mickey's PhilharMagic. Any of those 4 attractions, you can use this voucher on. You, like I said, you get 2 vouchers, one for each thing. They allow in up to 5 people, and the vouchers expire, I think it said sometime in like June of 2017, so I guess you could get this voucher and not even use it on that trip.
Hmm.
But it's interesting because Disney has now, and I posted this on Twitter, and I think I originally saw it on WDWNT, and To be honest, and I don't hold it against them, but they had kind of a clickbaity title, which was Disney now offering more fast passes. And I'm like, oh, great. And then I went and read it and I said, oh, so they're offering more fast passes, but it's 4 things that you could normally get on without a wait anyway. I mean,
right.
Now, admittedly, Dumbo.
Dumbo that usually is a big deal.
Yeah, that has some waits. I don't know. Little Mermaid, I don't think. There was, like, when it first opened, it had waits. Unless you go during a really busy time, I don't think the waits are very bad on that. Monsters Inc. Laugh Floor is a people eater.
Yeah.
And PhilharMagic, dude, I can't think of the last time that I've seen a significant, you know, more than 5-10 minute wait at that attraction.
I mean, the PhilharMagic is the same as the Laugh Floor. If you're waiting, it's because you showed up in the middle of you showed up when the show that is happening before the show that you're going to go to is on, you know?
Right, right. So
like you're having to wait for the show before your show to end.
Yeah, so as soon as that opens up, you're going to get in.
Right.
Or at least it's extremely unlikely that you are actually going to have to wait through another showing of it.
Yeah.
And
I saw Mickey's PhilharMagic, I think the theater was maybe half full.
And see, I go see that. I've seen that multiple times because I actually enjoy PhilharMagic. And I've never seen the theater anywhere near full. So yeah, that's been my experience every time I've gone. And I feel like Disney Junior Live on Stage, I will admit I have not been to, but seems like it would be a similar thing in that it's in a big theater. So these are a bunch of, it really doesn't cost them anything to throw out these. It's kind of like, you know, back when they had the old paper fast passes, I remember walking through Pixar Place, headed over to Midway Mania, and there were cast members handing out free fast passes to go watch the stunt show or, you know, stunt spectacular, because they knew there was not.
So you would get out of Pixar Place.
Exactly. Exactly. they were trying to push the crowds off into that area. So in that aspect, I'm just kind of great. Sure. Whatever you want to do, that you can convince people that it's worth their while to come and to do these attractions and make them feel like there's value added for that. That's great. The part that makes me feel a little is
they're selling fast passes.
Yeah, they're selling fast passes. And so I guess the question is, do you think that this is, because I'm kind of trying to decide, is this just a one-time thing and they'll use it for this Kinder Moon package and maybe some other kids things in the future, or is this opening the door for premium fast passes?
So I think that this is opening the door for something like the kind of packages we were talking about, where you would get, you know, extra fast passes, a premium parking, and all that kind of stuff kind of built in.
Express transportation.
Yeah. All of that stuff built into one package, one ticket package. I can't imagine that they would just straight up universal, like, sell a, you know, here's a wristband that just gets you to the front of the line, you know, that costs $50 or whatever. But I think that this is a testing thing to be like, will people pay extra and also have, you know, fast passes in the package that they're paying extra for?
Well, but are they actually paying extra? Because I haven't done the math here, so I will first admit that. But I'm thinking 3 2-day Magic Your Way tickets, and then a 3-night stay at All Star Music. That's gonna run you. I mean, I feel like that's a pretty fair price for everything that you're getting, right?
Right. So maybe you're not necessarily, like, quote, paying extra, but what you're doing is paying for a fast pass. And whether or not you're actually, like, you know, on an itemized receipt, you're going to see $15 for, you know, fast pass or whatever. A fast pass is on the bill. You know what I'm saying? Like, as opposed to, this is just something that you get, you know, you put on your Magic Band, you can go and get fast passes anywhere. They are available to everyone as long as we haven't hit the little quota or whatever. But, like, on this, you're actually paying money for these special passes. And so, yeah, it may not be that it costs anymore, but I think the fact that like fast passes are costing something is the issue.
Yeah. So I wonder, though, will this become a thing all the time? Or because these packages are this Kinder Moon package, travel dates are valid between February 26th and March 9th of 2017. And then again, from April 23rd through May 25th.
Right.
So I'm wondering, is that, and I don't have my calendar in front of me right now, but I'm thinking that's probably low attendance time, and the same reason why they're doing Sunday through Thursday. So, you know, kind of like free dining.
Yeah.
Where maybe they're just trying to goose the visits during kind of a lower period of time, and maybe we'll start seeing more of this FastPass stuff, but it would be relegated to that time period.
Well, and maybe, well, first of all, can I just say how smart Disney marketing is for inventing a word and inventing a thing called a Kinder Moon that is built specifically to make parents feel guilty about not giving their child a Kinder Moon before they go to kindergarten.
I'm betting this already existed somewhere.
You can't get more like, I don't know, you can't get smarter than that. I love this. And if the word existed, then I, you know, that's fine. But man, like, this is going to make, if a mom is sitting there going, and some other mom, like a friend of theirs, says, yeah, we just got back from Joey's Kinder Moon at Disney. I mean, that is just going to be like, oh, I didn't give Jenny a Kinder Moon. Oh no. And I think it's genius. But I can see them possibly adding fast passes. If they're not going to do a thing where you pay extra for a fast pass, I can see them possibly adding some fast passes to like dessert parties.
That would be like an interesting. So just kind of doing more value added type stuff.
Yeah. Like you get, if you do the Star Wars, you know, dessert party thing, you also get a fast pass for Star Tours. I think that maybe adds some value to the dessert party thing. So they can actually say like, hey, you're getting, you know, also an attraction basically in this. But I don't know. It's again, all this new value add stuff that we're kind of seeing right now is all brand new territory. And it's hard to get inside the brain of, you know, of Disney and what they're doing, because we've never actually seen this stuff before.
Right. And, you know, it's interesting the things that they chose to give away these vouchers for, because immediately my thought was fast passes are limited per hour to control the amount of people that are going to be, because at the point where I cut to fast pass and fast pass is just another line, that's frustrating to me. And, yeah, and fast pass, admittedly multiple times, has involved something of a line, but if it's like a 5 minute line, that's one thing. If it's a 20 minute line or 30 minute line, that starts to become kind of another thing to me.
Right.
And then it kind of defeats the purpose of why I got a fast pass.
Right.
And so I wonder if something like Star Wars or Star Tours would ever get a fast pass voucher, because it actually hits, you know, those hours where it is fully filled for all of its fast passes, as opposed to something like PhilharMagic or, you know, Disney Junior, that probably never hit their full. And even if they did, again, it takes in so many people, you just hold back a few more people in the regular line, what are we calling that? Standby. There you go. Thank you. Hold back more of those people in the standby line, and everybody gets in, and it's no big deal. So I kind of wonder about that. And by the way, I did do some looking while we were talking, and I found evidence on somebody's blog from August 27th where they said, we went on a Kinder Moon. But with the start of kindergarten, I knew family vacations would never be the same. So we took a trip to Disney World last May before most schools. That is the beginning of this person. So even then it was attached to has Disney been using Kinder Moon? Somebody tweet us or Facebook or whatever us, and let me know when this Kinder Moon thing started. Because, yeah, I'm like you. This is the first time I've heard of this, but I also don't have preschool age children. So
check out that guy's, whoever wrote that, check out his LinkedIn. Maybe he works for Disney marketing.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, okay, we're going to start building a buzz on this whole Kinder Moon thing. I feel like if I spent enough time on like Pinterest or something, I would find this, because that's where this kind of stuff, I feel like that's where you see this kind of stuff. So
yeah, I don't actually believe that Disney invented that, but I think.
But somebody read it and said, oh yeah, we're jumping on the Kinder Moon.
Yes, for sure.
We're making that a Disney thing.
For sure.
So also in the news this week, we saw that Magic Kingdom is going to change the opening ceremony. So for those of you who haven't been to Magic Kingdom for opening, the way that it currently is done,
that's me.
You have till January 9th to experience this, but yeah, they will let people in to like that, the area up to the point where you walk under the train tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And so they fill in that little front area. And then of course, all the people who are behind that, who are still waiting to go through the line and waiting in security now, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, they have the mayor come out and up on the, up at the train station, Mm-hmm. And the mayor comes out, and then you have performers come out and sing songs and do dances. And then the train rolls in with all the characters and the family of the day who got randomly selected because they got there really early. And, you know, you sing the welcome song, and then the rope drop happens and people start coming into the Magic Kingdom. Right?
Right.
Okay, so that's the way that it was.
I know that that happens.
Yes, you're aware that that happens, even if you've never experienced it for yourself. The new one, apparently they are going to start opening the Magic Kingdom up earlier, before the park scheduled opening time. They will let you in through Main Street up to the castle stage, and yep. They're going to start doing a opening show at the castle stage. And then at the opening times, I'm assuming, and now we don't know exactly because, you know, we only have Disney Parks blog post to go on. It sounds like that the rope drops will be happening into each land from basically the hub area. So you'll be able to get in there. You know, they've got that huge open space where you stand to look at the castle stage, and then that entire hub area where people can stand, watch the little opening show, and then boom, go into all the lands when opening time actually hits.
That's what I took away from that. Yeah. And it makes sense. It makes sense to have the shops on Main Street open.
Oh yeah, and don't doubt that is covered in the blog where they say enjoy breakfast or a warm drink at the Main Street Bakery featuring Starbucks.
Right. It makes sense. It makes sense. But it is a bummer that is going away, at least temporarily. I have seen online in a couple places that the Main Street or the railroad is being refurbished.
The entire railroad goes down on conveniently January 9th.
Right.
Until I think March 3rd is right now when they're saying that refurb is going to end.
And so what my hope is that this is a temp, you know, show. And that when the railroad comes back in March or whatever, it will return to the standard opening show that we all know and love. Although
we all know and love so much that Jeremy has never even seen it.
Ah, dude, this is the same conversation we had about the Osborne lights.
Yep.
Where I was like, I have to go, except I literally can't afford to go.
It's not gonna happen this time around.
We're not gonna both take a trip at the same time to see the Magic Kingdom opener.
Yeah, well, the other thing is that while I have seen this show and on more than one occasion, I don't think my wife has ever seen the show, and I don't think she ever will, because that would require her to not only get up in time for park opening, but to get up well before park opening to actually get, and that is not her jam when it comes to Walt Disney World. She and I have very different planning styles when it comes to that sort of thing. And you know, I did see those reports as well, and I do see the possibility that it could be a temporary thing. But my guess is it's not going to be.
No.
And
that revenue, the revenue they're going to make from them being open for 30 extra minutes or whatever on Main Street is just...
You think it's only going to be... I'm thinking it could be closer to like an hour ahead of time, because to get the number of people, especially during the busier part of the season, to get them all through, you're gonna need that time. And that's... So I'm kind of like you in that I want the show as it currently is to stay. But the other side of that is with the area that is available right now. And I don't know, did you see the pictures from like Christmas Day that I think I retweeted a few of them of like the get into the park area out in front of the Magic Kingdom? Like that was just insanity. And that was after
horrifying.
The park had opened. Right. Right. And that was after the park had opened. But the thing is, During the busier times of the year before the park opens, that's how crazy it is. And if you can open the entirety of Main Street, you can run a lot more people through the kiosk. Go ahead and get them into the park, get them through the security, which is now taking longer because everybody's going through it. Which, you know, as I say that, I recognize that that could be seen as me being, I don't have a problem with that. I'm totally comfortable with that's the way thing. I'm not happy about it, but I don't blame Disney for it. I blame this is the reality in which we now live.
Right.
Where people need to go through the security, and the only way to make the, you know, this is needed for safety, whatever. So I'm okay with that, but
it's not Disney's fault that people make stupid choices.
Exactly. So we need all this additional time for this to happen, and this allows for that, because, you know, when it was just that entry area, there's a limit to the number of people that you can put in that area. And
right.
Don't get me wrong, they put all that they could in there, but
right.
But there is still a limit, and you can fit a lot more in when it comes to having the entirety of Main Street available. Plus, you know, just like you hit on, the revenue that they're going to see when all that you can do is go and shop, because mm-hmm. everything else is, because there's nothing else to do right now, and we're waiting for the show to start, and, well, Dad needs a Starbucks,
right?
You know, and maybe what, Tony's is going to start serving breakfast or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's more money. Though it does sadden me somewhat for people who wanted that opportunity, because it was definitely a really cool opportunity to go and get those early ADRs for, say, Be Our Guest breakfast
and before get the park opened.
Yeah, and you had those pictures with basically nobody else around you.
Right.
Yeah, that's not happening anymore, probably. Unless, I and again, we don't know for sure. Maybe those ADRs, you know, the park opens at 9. They're going to start letting people in at 8, and you can get an ADR for 7. Maybe. But I think that's unlikely. So yeah, there's some changes coming there, and I don't know. I see positives and negatives to it.
Well, sure. I'm glad that they feel like nothing is too precious that it can't be changed. If somebody comes up with a better idea for an opening show to Main Street, I want that to be, you know, something that Disney would entertain. Like, obviously, I don't want them to be so concerned about sticking with their, you know, what was original and stuff, that they don't entertain good ideas. So if this is a better show, which, you know, we have yet to see, then I'm happy about it. I am not happy that personally I never got to see the Main Street show. Mostly for the reasons that you said, because it was early, and unless we were going to go and do that on day one, like morning one, when we were still well rested from not being at Disney, that probably wasn't going to happen. So most of my sadness about this is just because I likely will never get to experience the show as it was.
But hey, on the plus side, it sounds like you'll never experience the new show either. So you can just always just pretend like it never changed. In Jeremy's sure. mind, it will be the train station show forever.
It's Schrodinger's Magic Kingdom opening.
There you
Is
go.
Is it the old show? Is it if the new show? I'll never know.
It's at times it's both and it's neither.
That'll do it for this week's episode. You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And until then, have a magical day.